Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from
because we have an encore that keeps us all steadfast and sure. While the sea Lord roar, we are passing.
Changing room, and my husband came and he was like, Odo, we pay a good in the pocket. And I thought, okay, yeah, a few in Kunyaka Teddy. But this, what I am seeing here, this one,
And cry aloud.
Oh.
what to. I've been through a lot, but grace sustained me. My death is now a testimony. So the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. It was you, my lawyer in that courtroom. It was you, my soldier on that battlefield. So the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. Atum, atum, atum.
The blood is still speaking. I am saved.
I am free. So hear me, you accuser. So you know my stand. The blood is still speaking. I am saved. I am free. I'm a child of God. I'm made for signs and wonders. I will soar so high. I'll ride on wings like eagles. No, I won't drop down. No, I won't back down. It's my rightful place in the Lord. I am free indeed. I am free.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, And in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Prayer Service. I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I Am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu, and that I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministers. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's start with Psalm 24 this morning, and hallelujah, start off. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. Glorify your name, O God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for your goodness, O God. We thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping watch over us. Thank as we slept through the night, thank you for waking us up this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you, we thank you, we adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We bless your name. We adore you. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, O God. Thank you for provision. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this life that we live that comes from you. You breathed into us and made us a living soul. O God, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, forgive us of all the things that we have done and are not pleasing to you. We cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. We do not take grace for granted, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Rain down your mercy upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, rain down your, oh God, your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we cry out to you for mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O God. Mercy upon our spouses, mercy upon our children, mercy upon our grandchildren, mercy upon our siblings, mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Lord, mercy, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are truly sorry for all that we have done. That's not pleasing to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the blood of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the blood. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. We soak all our possessions, whatever we have in our homes, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Father, we soak the doorposts of our homes in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into this day. Release the blood of Jesus into this minute, into this hour. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. We pray for healing, oh God, through the blood of Jesus, oh God. The healing, heal us, oh God. Make us whole, oh God, through the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak, oh God, let the blood heal us. We uproot the spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, uproot the spirit of infirmity and speak healing right now. Oh God, healing in the name of Jesus. Make us whole physically. Make us whole spiritually, oh God. Heal us. In the name of Jesus, anything in our system, in our bodies, that is not in alignment with the holy word of God, oh, Father God, we ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood take away those things that are hindering us, oh, God. Let the blood take away sicknesses and diseases in our bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, O God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, our spouses, and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, help us, O God. We need you every second. We need you every hour, O God. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he Oh, Father, we thank you for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you because we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. You are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are the strength of our lives. In the name of Jesus, whom shall we be afraid? Oh God, we love you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father God, take away the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. Help to walk in your ways. Help us to do what is right in the sight of Almighty God. Almighty God, we love you. Almighty God, we thank you, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that we hear the sound of the abundance of rain, hallelujah, we hear the sound of the abundance of rain, oh God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, for your breakthroughs, we thank you for showers of blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are expectant. In the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God. We bless your name. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Lord, we trust you. We put our faith, we put our trust in you, oh God. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Make the crooked places straight. Make a way in the wilderness, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, your word says, Lord, seek you first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. So, Father, we seek you. We seek you, oh God. We want to know more about you, oh God. Father God, we want to walk with you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we adore you, oh God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Anoint our this prayer service, oh God. Release an overflow of your anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your anointing fall upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, like a dove of lightning, oh God. Let it fall, oh God. In the name of Jesus, enlarge our territory, oh God. Let your hand rest upon us, oh God. Keep evil away from us, oh God. We pray for revelation with understanding, oh God. Speak to our hearts, oh God. Speak to our hearts, Almighty God. Speak to our hearts, oh God. Oh God, show us which path to take and which path not to take. Lead us and guide us, oh God. We surrender to you, oh God. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. Perfect all that concerns us. Perfect all that concerns our children and grandchildren. Perfect all that concerns our spouses. Perfect all that concerns our nieces and our nephews, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, those that are here with us and those that are not here, oh God, we thank you for them also, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Welcome to each and every one of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we bless God. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew 25. And I'm going to read from verses 14 to 30. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version. I won't keep you long this morning. But it will be the parable of the talents. But it will be like a man going on a journey. He called his servants, and he trusted to them his property. So one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. So each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of the servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forth bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, well done, a little. I will set you over much. You have been faithful over a little. I want you to pay attention to that. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also, who had 2 talents, came forth saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Hallelujah. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came for saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid. I went and hid your talent in the ground. Yeah, you have what is yours. But his master answered, you wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers. At my coming, I should have received what was my interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will more be given. And he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has, it will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the utter darkness in that place. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I know we've heard this so many times. We read this scripture a lot of times in the body of Christ, and it depends on what lessons he's teaching us, hallelujah, concerning this story, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I surrender completely and totally to you, O God. Let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, O God. Let me not speak in human wisdom, but in the wisdom that comes from God. Hallelujah. So, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. And so we're going to look at that scripture just a short while, because as I was reading this scripture, the Lord showed me something. Hallelujah. And he said, you have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And then when he, this is what he spoke to the man, the servant with two talents. And then he spoke the same thing to the servant with one talent, who kept the talent and did not invest it. The Lord was not pleased. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. You have been faithful. What I'm saying to you this morning, sometimes God, he gives us assignments. Person assignment is according to their ability. Hallelujah. So if he gives you five, if you have gifts and different things he gives you, and let's say it's on that with five gifts, five things, he knows that he gives it according to your ability. One thing he will not give the man who has only two talents, he will not give him five talents. The man who has one talent, he will not give him two talents. God gives us everything according to our ability. He is a just God. He is fair. He is righteous. So if God says, do this, he knows what he has placed in you to accomplish the assignment or the task he gave you. Hallelujah. But perhaps you might say, oh, I do not know. Hallelujah. But you have this treasure in your earthen vessel. What do I mean by that? Look, God sent you here with gifts and with talents. You did not come into this world empty-handed. Nobody came here empty-handed. God has placed a blueprint in you. The first blueprint is seeking first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. So when God gave you these gifts, and God gave you these talents, hallelujah, what do you do? You go back to God and pray. You pray. And you ask God, what do you want me to do? You pray about it. Instead of, you have to seek God in everything. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And you just don't, you can't be useless in the kingdom of God. Literally, we cannot be useless. He did not, it's a waste of time for him to send us here to be useless when he has placed everything in us according to our ability. God will not let, put a scientist, who he has given honor or everything to be something else. He gives us according to the ability, because who gave you the ability? It's Almighty God. Hallelujah. So God gives us things according to our ability, and he wants to see what we will do. Hallelujah. What will we do? Tell us with these gifts that he has given us. And so people, people will say, I don't know what this is for. I don't know what that is for. If you, Christ in you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Everybody is on this prayer line. God gives and talents given to them by God. What are you doing with those gifts? What are you doing with those talents? When the master comes, what will he find you with? Have you, if he gave you 5 gifts, are you going to go to 10? Because he gave it to you and he's expect, you didn't come here just not to do nothing in this world. You came here to fulfill God's purpose, your kingdom purpose. You have a destiny, you have a kingdom purpose. Hallelujah. So you got to think about it. Think about it. What are you going to do when Christ comes? What are you going to say to him when Christ comes? Are you going to make excuses? Or are you going to say, Lord, hey, yeah, this is what I've done. And he was, well done, my good and faithful servant. And if you have not done anything with those gifts and talents that he has given you, what are you going to say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't take these things for granted. For granted. Hallelujah. When God gives us these gifts and gave us these talents, it's for the kingdom purposes, to bring glory and honor to his name. He said he will multiply. God doesn't give you a gift for subtraction. He gave you a gift of multiplication. Hallelujah. Everything God does is for increase. What am I saying? Look at the earth. Look at the generations of the things on the earth. When God planted, created the heavens and the earth, and did the garden and the fish of the sea and all that stuff, it said, fruitful, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish. So God, everybody got seeds in them. Seeds in them. And someone need that seed that you have in you. There's some seed in for kingdom purposes. Hallelujah. So you sit back. And you think, the Lord placed in me. You know it. People always pretend like they don't. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What do you mean you don't know what you're supposed to do? Have you sought the face of Almighty God? So if the parents will pay attention to their children from the time that child was born, and look at what the child does, you will begin to your child or your grandchild part of their destiny if you pay attention. If you pay attention, the thing about it, we do not pay attention. We are not observant, because as parents, we're supposed to help to bring that child up in a way, in the best way, so those gifts and talents can come out. Hallelujah. And be developed. So be developed. For what? For the glory. For the kingdom of God. Comes back. What do you have to show him? What do you have to show him? Hallelujah. A lot of times people think about finances. Look, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything in this world is God. Either it's for him. When you use those gifts and those talents, you bring glory and honor to his name. Hallelujah. So this morning, I just want you to think about it. What, this is the first Saturday, Sabbath day in the month of March. Lord, ask the Lord, activate. What gifts and talents do you have? What is your passion? What do you like to do? What is your passion? And you can't just say it's my passion. You have to, those gifts have to be developed in you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He said, I like what he said, if you be faithful. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. If you look at the corporate world, when these managers and stuff, and they work hard and they bring productivity and increase to the company, what happens to them? They are promoted. Hallelujah. What about the kingdom of God? What is your gift? What is your talent? Bring glory and honor to his name. And don't look at what God placed in another person, because he gives each of us according to our ability. Hallelujah. So I want you to think about it this weekend. Meditate upon it. And let the Holy Spirit show you, if you don't know already, let him show you. And if you know, continue working on your gifts and your talents. If you know, go to the next level and do your best. If you're faithful over a little, he will give you more. And then you can enter into the joy of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we just want to thank you, oh God, for this word. Many times we don't understand. We don't have a revelation. We don't know. And so, Lord, I thank you that you've made it plain and simple, oh God. In the name of Jesus, not that we, those gifts and talents that you gave us is to be used for the glory and honor of your name. In the name of Jesus. So, oh Father, give us wisdom, give us knowledge, give us understanding, give us revelation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us. Sometimes we try to do these things on our own, we mess up. But speak plainly to our hearts in the name of Jesus, that these gifts, these talents can be developed and multiply and bring glory and honor to your name. We bless you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen and amen. Get ready, my sisters and brothers, for the Holy Sacrament. And pray over the Holy Sacrament and get us, pray over our seeds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and release the Sabbath day blessings. Let me get my communion ready. I'll be right back.
Beloved, why have you lost hope? Don't you know, or have you forgotten, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. My brother, listen to me, my sister. Know that there is power in his blood to heal you. There is power in the blood of Jesus to set you free. Just take a step of faith and receive your healing right now. There is
Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this holy sacrament in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Almighty God, to breathe on it, O God. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Thank you for the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you, Lord, for making us whole, O God. We thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, that you place in us seeds of fruitfulness and multiplication. O God, we thank you. Let the mind of Christ be in each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for understanding. We thank you for revelation, O God. Thank you, Lord, for enlarging our territory, O God. We thank you, Lord, for increase, O God, on every side. We bless your name, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, Almighty God, where would we be? So, Lord, we just gave you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your holy name. Oh, Lord, you are worthy of praise, and you are worthy of glory, and you are worthy of honor. So bless this holy sacrament, oh God. This is a sacred moment just for you, oh God. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over our lives, over the lives of our children and our grandchildren, over the lives of our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our siblings, oh God. Oh God, those that are in covenant relationship with you and those that are not in covenant relationship, oh God, we pray for salvation to come to our household in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, when you bless Abraham, oh God, you bless everyone in the household, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even the slaves were blessed. When you taught Abraham to circumcise himself, even the slaves were circumcised. That brought them into a covenant. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Thank you. We bless your name. So as we take this holy sacrament, Lord, help us spiritually. Teach us, lead us, guide us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. For I have received of the Lord, that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or crackers that represents the body of Christ. Manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And if I take of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus, often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. God, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, come ye together to eat. Tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we receive all the covenant blessings of the Holy Sacrament, the Holy Communion, in the name of Jesus. We receive the mystery blessings in the name of Jesus, O God. And Lord, we receive the secret blessings. Let it be activated and manifest in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Sacrament in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing and deliverance and restoration. We thank you, Lord. Father, we lift up the offering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, the Bible said the Lord loves a cheerful giver. So we don't give grudgingly, but we give willingly unto you, O God, unto your kingdom, for kingdom purposes, for your work to be done. We thank you, O God. I ask you to bless every seed, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, Almighty God, to prosper the works of their hands. I pray for increase in the name of Jesus. I pray for and creative ideas, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you expand their territory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will never lack, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and I thank you. We thank you for the seed in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, this morning, oh God, I pray for the Sabbath blessings upon each and every one. In the name of Jesus, the Sabbath blessings of resting in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, to come upon every household, peace, the peace of Jesus Christ that surpasses all understanding, that the joy of the Lord will be our strength, is our strength, in the name of Jesus, O God. Let your light shine through us that others may see and glorify your name. And Father, we lift up Mother Somerville who celebrates her birthday today, O God. We thank you, O God, for she is a gift to the body of Christ. Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, for her life, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we, O God, that she has imparted into others, not only with your wisdom, but love, caring, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you that she exemplifies the bride of Christ, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for all that you have done for her all through these years and you're still doing for her, O God. We pray for an increase of your anointing upon her life, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you would give her the desires of her heart in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, O God, for good health, O God, where there is sickness and pain, remove it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heal her, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, bless her in a special way, O God. Father God, send your angels to be with her 24/7. Let her not lack, O God. Provide for her according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus, O God. Keep evil away from her and her family, her children, her grandchildren, those that are connected to her, O God. In the name of Jesus, you said this morning, in the word that when you are faithful over a little, Father God, you would give much. Give Mother Somerville much, O God. Give her more, O God. Father God, as she comes into that joy, unspeakable joy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all that you are doing and have done in her life. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for blessings. We thank you for her children. We thank you for her grandchildren. We thank you. She's been with us for so many years, and we bless God because she is a gift to the body of Christ. Father, keep her away from her. Put a shield of protection around her. Shield of favor in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Happy birthday to Mother Somerville. We bless God for her. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to open the line for a second for you all to say happy birthday to Mother Somerville.
Conference unmuted. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to bless God this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to bless God this morning for his grace and mercy. I want to bless God for our dear mother. I can call her my young girl. I want to bless God for her. Today is a little day. I want to say happy birthday, Mother Somerville.
Thank you.
Mother for us, and you say a mother for us. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to give you more grace, more strength to carry you through, that you be able to do those things that he wants you to do, and also to teach us many more things. Happy, happy birthday. Enjoy your new age. May God continue to bless you and lift you up in Jesus' name.
Amen. A big thank you to you too.
Amen.
Anyone?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Morning, morning.
Happy, happy birthday, Auntie. I give God his glory. I give him the praises. I give him the adoration. He deserves our praises. I thank God so much for your life. Bless God so much for what have place in your life. I'm asking him to continue giving you strength